This is a dictation for Randy Rumner, R-U-M-M-E-R, July 1658, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, for 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Mr. Rumner with advanced renal failure secondary to diabetic nephropathy hypertension proteinuria, last visit in December. Also follows with University of Michigan. Any transplant workup was postponed for him to complete the double antiplatelet agents for prior coronary artery stent. This has been accomplished. Supposed to see the transplant person on the next few months. There is increased feeling of tiredness, edema, shortness of breath, orthopnea, isolated diarrhea, no bleeding, denies vomiting, dysphagia. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary retention, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain or palpitation. Review system done being negative. Next paragraph, medication review. Notice the long-acting coric, Norvasc, aspirin. He discontinued phosphorus binders as well as Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 177, blood pressure 149.77. There is JVD, lungs are clear, aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap gallop, no ascites tenderness, 2-3 plus bilateral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, anemia of 8, elevated potassium 5.4, metabolic acidosis 17, elevated phosphorus 6.5. Present GFR is below 15, he's around 10. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, underlying diabetic nephropathy with documented nephrotic range proteinuria, although albumin has been normal. He has early symptoms of uremia, is willing to proceed for an AV fistula. However, I think he is going to need to start dialysis sooner. A PD catheter will be placed. We need to treat anemia, update iron studies for replacement before EPO. We discuss about the high potassium on the diet. We discuss about metabolic acidosis and adding sodium bicarbonate. We discuss about restarting phosphorus binders and restricted phosphorus on the diet. He has coronary artery disease with drug-eluting stent LAD, and he has completed double antiplatelet agents, presently only on aspirin. All issues discussed at length with the patient. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Once the PD catheter is being placed, we will allow it to heal 10-14 days and start education and dialysis. Next follow-up will be in the dialysis unit. We are notifying surgeon as well as dialysis nurse for PD. End of dictation, prolonged visit.